iOS 8, Apple's latest operating system for its iPhone and iPad products, expands encryption in a way that is sure to please consumers. The method allows users to pick stronger passwords than the four-digit PIN native to earlier versions of iOS, and the password is stored only on the phone's hard drive. Should a phone be lost or stolen, brute force attempts to unlock it will be ineffective. Accessing the data directly from the memory card will just result in an ineligible jumble of characters. Apple's encryption method not only makes it harder for hackers to break into phones, but also impossible for the company to bypass any password protections in order to get into the information stored on the hard drive. Privacy advocates and consumers are happy with the change, and Google has confirmed that their next Android system will feature a similar encryption method. However, not everyone is happy about increased phone security. The FBI has raised concerns about what they perceive to be an attempt to put people beyond the reach of the law. The agency's concerns are understandable. Subpoenaing companies like Apple and Google for data stored on phones has been an essential tool for building successful cases against criminals. Now, the FBI argues, they can no longer subpoena Apple for those records because Apple has no way of accessing them. To the law enforcement community, this encryption method raises serious concerns. Members of law enforcement warn that criminals would be free to use their phones to plan acts without worrying about the government breaking into them. Under this thinking, critics and the FBI want to impose measures that will essentially reopen what Apple has closed. One suggestion is that Congress pass laws that force companies like Apple and Google to create backdoors in their encryption software that would allow the government to get into phones without needing the password. But if these companies build a backdoor to bypass this encryption, that backdoor would not be able to distinguish between good guys and bad guys trying to access the phone. Such legislation also seems dramatic because the government can get access to information they want in other ways. Recent data suggests that many users still choose to store everything that is on their phone on iCloud, and information that is stored on iCloud is still accessible with a warrant, as are phone records. Also, the government can still execute a warrant against the suspect himself as long as they have probable cause. Google and Apple's encryption methods have merely made it useless for the government to compel them to release information stored only on a customer's phone. This encryption makes it clear that you own and control the information on your phone. This conflict has actually been around as long as cryptography. Export control laws categorize cryptographic technology as munitions. The government placed controls on dissemination of cryptographic information, which led to tension with researchers in the 1970s. Since the 1990s, the government has argued for key escrow for encrypted information that would automatically provide a decryption key to a third party, like the government. For now, the encryption method that has long been available on computers, tablets, and even the BlackBerry is here to stay. It is good for consumers because smartphones are easy to misplace. It makes sense that users should be the only ones who know the password to their devices. This has been standard practice for many other everyday devices for years. While the encryption is not available for iCloud, it gives users another way to keep their information private. I'm Jay Kaysen.